This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be taking a look at fly fishing during the trout season, and we also have news about fall activities at Carlisle Lake and a tree stand permits for deer hunters at Lake Shelbyville. In fact, all this is coming up during this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to our program this week. As promised, the fly fishing season is nearly upon us, and things are looking good for these anglers. In fact, the return of the Department of Natural Resources annual catchable trout season is just another sure sign that autumn has arrived. And trout fishing enthusiasts will return to their favorite fishing holes at 5 a.m. October 19th in hopes of landing a few of these popular and hard-fighting fish. IDNR personnel feel that the fishing is a great family activity, and the fall trout season is a great opportunity to take the kids fishing. In addition, the catchable trout program is very popular at all of the stocking locations. This year, once again, the IDNR has added fly fishing to the equation. Certain sites will be stocked a bit earlier, and fly fishing enthusiasts at certain locations are allowed to fish for trout prior to the regular season opener on a catch-and-release basis. According to an IDNR spokesman, this new opportunity is limited to anglers using only fly fishing gear. Other anglers will merely need to wait until the official opener on October 19th. It is important to note that no trout may be kept during this period. Fly fishing anglers wishing to keep trout must also wait until the beginning, which is October 19th. The fall trout fishing season is an enjoyable family tradition that is expanded again this year with fly fishing at several selected locations. Catch and release fishing will extend the season and provide more opportunity for the people this fall. IDNR officials anticipate that the 2016 Illinois fall catchable trout season will feature rainbow trout fishing in dozens of ponds, streams, and lakes throughout the state. This year, an estimated 80,000 trout will be stocked at the various locations just prior to the opening of the fall trout season. And a total of 9 sites are going to be designated as fall catch and release fly fishing sites. And these will be stocked a bit earlier than the other locations. In fact, the inland trout stamps, which you need to purchase, will be about $6.50 and available at all locations where the fishing licenses are sold. For more information, contact your local IDNR office. Illinois fishing licenses and inland trout stamps selling for $6.50 are available at bait shops, sporting goods, and other vendors are with a credit card at the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website, which is http://www.dnr.state.il.us. For more information about the specific site regulations, anglers should contact the individual sites that will be stocked with catchable-sized trout. All right, we're back, and as promised, here's more items of interest to local outdoors folks. Looking for information about things to do at Carlisle Lake? We do have that information as well. In fact, Carlisle Lakes offers opportunities at several campgrounds remaining open for fall camping. Dam West and McNair campgrounds will be open till 4 p.m. on November 4th. Boulder campground will be open till 4 p.m. on October 13th. And Dam East and Hazlett Park campgrounds are open year-round. The 2019 Haunted Trail activities at Carlisle Lake will be held October 18th and 19th from 6:30 till 10. The trail begins at Carlisle McDonald's parking lot with the hayride down the little prairie nature trail where ghosts and goblins await. Admission to the trail is $9 per person, and all proceeds will go to support the 2020 fireworks spectacular. The Haunted Trail is supported by groups who volunteer their time to set up spook spots along the little prairie nature trail and haunt the visitors as they pass. Prizes for every group that participates this year. All groups of 3 or more people will receive $50. In fact, the Haunted Trail is sponsored by the Carlisle Lake Fireworks Committee and the Carlisle Optimist Club in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Carlisle Lake. Plans are also underway for special holiday-themed activities at Dam West Campground on October 26th. Campers are encouraged to decorate their site with a holiday theme for a chance to win free camping. If you plan on decorating your site, please make sure your sites are family-friendly. Park rangers will be judging the sites from 8 p.m. and beginning at 8 p.m., and participants will be awarded 5 days of free camping for first place, 3 days of free camping for second place, and 2 days of free camping for third place. Sites will be judged for creativity. Shelbyville is also going to be putting up some tree stands, or telling you about the tree stands, charging you for tree stands, in fact. With archery deer season now open, many hunters will be heading to their favorite hunting spots in search of success. The U.S. Army Air Corps of Engineers realizes most hunters will be hunting from tree stands in order to increase their chances of a successful hunt. Hunters are reminded that in order to utilize a tree stand or a ground blind for hunting in Lake Shelbyville, a tree stand permit is required. There are two types of permits that can be utilized, or a combination of both. A roving permit allows the user to leave the stand up no more than 72 hours without hunting it. Otherwise, it must be removed from Corps property. A seasonal permit allows the hunter to stand up to 2 weeks before the season and 2 weeks after the season. A seasonal permit must be obtained from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Project Office at Lake Shelbyville, just east of the dam, or just at any of the campground feed booths that are still open. Roving tree stand permits are obtained at the Lake Shelbyville Project Office. Feed booths that are still open, Ace Hardware and Sullivan, Lithia Springs Resort, Yotes Archery, and Craig's Sport Goods in Shelbyville. Current statistics show that one out of 300 will have a close call sometime during their hunting career. Be aware of the dangers that do exist and extremely careful while on the field. Well, using some common sense, slowing down and respecting the environment will help keep a hunter safe and secure. Additionally, there are two numerous areas on the lake that have received tree stand permits, tree stand improvement permits to increase hard mass production, crop growth, and increase browse in the understory. This involves a chainsaw to girdle the poor quality trees. The larger trees are left standing during this process and often take many years before they begin to fall. Some of the early TSI areas are beginning, trees are beginning to fall. Be aware of this potential and hazard when hunting on the core lands. In fact, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.